Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. How's everybody doing today? Huh? How we doing? How we doing? You doing good, Kev?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Are you ready? Friday. You ready for the weekend? I'm gonna head to Wisconsin here shortly.
Got that weather out of the way. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend down in New Richmond.
I'm in charge of the pillow prizes
and
live social media.
Nice.
And frankspeech.com broadcast this weekend. If you can't be there, this whole thing will be on frankspeech.com. So if you're not in that sort of, I'm going to upend my weekend plans and I'm going to head for another little weekend destination in New Richmond, Wisconsin to see Mike Lindell and Dinesh D'Souza and Diamond and Silk and Sheriff David Clark and Charlie Kirk, all in person, and Donald Trump on the Jumbotron. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He's live beaming in on the Jumbotron.
Sounds like a party.
Doesn't it, though? And, of course, it's all at the Apple River, which Kevin tells me is a vacation destination that has no equal.
Right. You never tubed the Apple River when you were?
I'm not. And we'll see.
You were in Montevideo, though. You were more Western.
Todd was a Twin Cities guy. So was this like a, you and your buddies head to Apple River kind of thing, Todd?
Oh, yeah. And I remember being a kid and going over there with friends and stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a must. Kevin's absolutely right. He nails it.
Yep.
Well, Hannah and Haley, our daughters, are out in California this weekend for a bachelorette party. And so they hopped on the plane yesterday morning, took them to the airport at, I believe it was 4:45 yesterday. And then their mother has a busy work schedule this weekend. So it just worked out that the very precious weekends I guard judiciously to be with family. Everybody else had something going, so I said, Mike, I can help. I'll help out. I'll be there as part of the fun. So if you're in that in your mode, you need your bucket filled with some of these great conservative thinkers. Want an update on the lack of election integrity in 2020? Come along. We'll have us a grand old time. And if you can't join us, check all the coverage out pre the actual start of the event. 9 o'clock is when doors open in Somerset. I keep getting this confused because Kevin says it's Somerset. The actual address is New Richmond, Wisconsin. And it's Apple River. So
it's right there.
People are going to find this.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you go to frankspeech.com, I've asked them to put the actual GPS address up there so you can find this. And the best news is it's coming to North Dakota next. That's right. Next. Right.
Don't tease now.
Right.
Don't be that guy.
Hey, come on.
So, well, we don't have enough details to announce anything yet. And
is there a I
just know there's a Frank rally coming. Well, if you need the itch scratch, you can circle July 14th on your calendar because Charlie Kirk, I know, is coming that day. He's coming to Fargo that day, and it actually is an invite-only event with Charlie Kirk related to the launch of a new grassroots entity that will involve the Center of the American Experiment. And John Hinderacher also will be there. John's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. They're doing a tour on critical race theory next week in our neighborhood. They're all on the Minnesota side because now the Center for the American Experiment is a Minnesota entity, but they are going to be expanding to North and South Dakota with the help of Freedom Matters USA, a new group. I describe this group as capturing the Tea Party movement. Remember the Tea Party movement, guys? I wrote a whole book about the Tea Party movement.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to give away copies of that book.
Thank you. Yes, exactly right. We still have.
I'm actually having a lot of success doing that, as a matter of fact.
No, I always say they make a good doorstop, if nothing else, right? They make a good
doorstop. Well, not everybody has a copy, so not everybody got to read it. Although, you're a little overdue for a sequel, so.
I know, I've thought about it, but I'm writing a column now for the Forum newspapers that runs in the newspapers, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo and Grand Forks. Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald. And it runs every week. That's 500 words once a week, okay? Now, maybe when I get done with the project after a year, I could say, okay, those 500 times 52, now we got the start of something. But I don't find it easy to write, honestly. How I got talked into doing the first book was a literary agent who happened to be a friend of mine in New York City I'd met during the flood of 97 calls and says, hey, Scott, conservative thinking in books right now are really, really flying off the shelves. And I think you should do this from a Midwest perspective. And I've got this guy that's helped Michael Reagan write books, and I forget, a famous Green Bay Packer that's written a lot of books. Big guy. I can't remember. But anyway, he'd written books with, you know, prominent folks. So I was a little embarrassed, and I basically said, I don't know if I can take this on. I just got so much going on. I'm not a writer. I think it'd be like pure torture. So the guy's name is Jim Denny that did this collaboration with Michael Reagan and others. He called me one day and he said, say, I've been listening to your show last couple of months, and all of the content for the book is in your show. I said, yeah, well, fine. He said, I've got it calculated. You write about a book a week.
Ha-ha. Right?
You just say
it. Yeah.
My job is to...
It sounds so hard. You do it all the time, just in a different way.
Right. So I said, look, he said, my job is to take what you say and put it into a book. I said, you got me. You had me at hello. So that's largely what that book was. And what I had to do was edit it, obviously, and kind of pick some themes to it and really tried to celebrate awesome people that I'd met on the Tea Party trail. But the Tea Party crowd, for lack of a better term, folks that would identify with the Tea Party way of thinking, which, by the way, was just, look, America started with an idea. And the idea was to say, we're not going to be slaves to kings in Europe. That was the American idea. And people said, enough already. And the tea was obviously the tea dropped in the, you know, ocean or river or whatever it was, saying, you know what, we'll do that rather than pay you taxes on it. We're done. It was a revolution that said, no, we're not doing this. And that's not radical. That's very American. That's very center to the American idea. It just says, we have a constitution for a reason, okay? So that was a Tea Party crowd. But I'm telling you, folks, despite the fact that I met God-fearing, freedom-loving, salt-of-the-earth people in every corner of the Northern Plains, and took in a few in Iowa and Oklahoma and other places where I was invited, that group that I saw firsthand have a love of this country and a reverence for the Constitution and our founding fathers were so badly maligned, it was unbelievable. You guys remember? I mean, the Tea Party crowd was pretty much, you have three heads, and you're a whack job. Let me ask you guys, does that feel familiar if you happen to be a Donald Trump voter?
Right.
If you wore a MAGA hat, does that have some connection there for you?
Yep.
You're a freak. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. You're nuts. You do insurrections. You storm the Capitol. Now, the odd part of that is this.
You forgot QAnon. You're all a bunch of QAnon. Something, whatever.
They lump you in there, and there's parts of QAnon that are very, very, you know, whatever. I'm not, you know, that's sort of a whole different track. You know, the Alex Jones thing. There's a fringe element to that that, you know, some parts, like in everything, they're getting it 100% right. How they're going about it, maybe not the best approach to actually get it accomplished. But my point is, we as conservatives are often maligned because we stand for the Constitution. Because we stand up for America. We have three heads. We're monsters. Now, here's what I don't understand. We're going to talk about critical race theory again today with John Hinderacher, the Center of the American Experiment, because they're doing their Raise Our Standards tour all across Minnesota. And we need to do the same in North Dakota. And we started that this week on the air to say, let's get under this hood. But isn't it funny when Black Lives Matter, a Marxist organization that is racist in my view, beyond belief, and has tenets that support things like critical race theory, when they gather, it's, oh, isn't that nice? Let's send the crews down there to cover this. All these people looking for equity and diversity. We love this. So how is it something that is absolutely a full-throated criticism of the American idea and the Constitution is celebrated and what we as freedom-loving, Constitution-revering, God-fearing people are maligned with? The world is upside down. It's bizarro world is what it is. So Freedom Matters USA, launching July 14th officially. Charlie Kirk, an invite-only dinner. If you think you and your circle could support that effort, you're invited to the dinner. There'll be a few other things going on, but there will be a Frank Speech rally sometime, too. So just stay tuned for all that. Let's get your calls. Open Phone Friday next.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind 20 past the hour? John Hinderrocker at the bottom of the hour. Dinesh D'Souza next hour. Some clips of our interview we had on Facebook Live. Really, really, really good stuff. And a theme I heard from Sheriff Clark yesterday and a little bit from Dinesh D'Souza is to say folks like Mike Lindell need our support. They really do, because while we might not agree with every tenet of exactly the issues he's taking on, how bold is he? How courageous is he? And in his case, the MyPillow enterprise is really on the line, right? I mean, he's taking on Dominion and Smart Tech and all the voting machines. He's standing up for free speech and hires, you know, Alan Dershowitz to go to court and say, you can't do this. You can't tell me I can't say this and silence me. CNN and newspapers and, you know, tell me you're going to cancel me in your big box stores because of what I say? Really? So I really appreciate that. I also heard something else. I'm curious if you did, and I want to spend a little time on this today with the audience. Sheriff Clark and Dinesh D'Souza both said some version of this. We all need to be on the freedom and liberty team. We all need to be standing up for the American idea. Freedom and liberty.
Amen.
It should be less about the person or persons that we elect to do that and more about us. This comes back to Rush Limbaugh going off the radio. We lost Rush Limbaugh in February. We lost Donald Trump as president in January. Those were two big gut punches. But were they actually taps on the shoulder to say, what about you? What are you going to do? And everybody I've talked to as part of the process for the Freedom Matters USA idea and concept started very small. Friends of mine came in that I've known forever saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Awesome folks. Dunedin and Gordon Bide, two examples of people out in the oil patch. Rick Gralham, another here in Fargo. Just kind of kept growing. Sandy Sanford and Bismarck and Casey Schultz in Fargo, the North Dakota conservative advocates. Amber, Margo, all these people kind of coming together and saying, I think we have something here. Let's keep building on this. The one theme that I heard over and over and over again is, no matter how we take on the problems that face us, if we don't start with how we got here, we're in big trouble. And that kept coming back to education. It came back to how we got to a point. This is part of my column this weekend. Do you know that Gen Z, which I believe is, you know, the upper teens to the mid-20s is Gen Z, if I'm remembering this correctly. Their support for socialism has jumped 9% during COVID to 49%. They want to be cared for. They want dear leader. Now, if there is one stat I could say to say our education system has failed us miserably, right there it is. That Gen Z thinks socialism is the answer. And it was at 40% support pre-COVID. It jumped to 49% of this group. They're not alone. Go to the next group that goes to the mid-30s. They think it's a pretty good idea by like 40-some percent. And you add in woke folks 35-plus, and you got a scary number of people.
Nicolas Maduro is on the line. He'd like to invite all those folks down south to Venezuela to come and enjoy his fantastic hospitality.
There is a place for socialism.
Yes, there is.
It should never be the United States of America.
No!
And that's the place we're at. So, I think it's a nice way of saying it's up to us to take this on. And we got here not overnight, but we got here with a drip, drip, drip. And sadly, I believe and will take to my grave the belief that none of that's by accident. None of the indoctrination
right
that has happened in institutes of higher learning and more in public education
mm-hmm.
at K through 12. Johnny has two daddies, transgender studies,
man.
All it's okay, that's fine, don't worry about that. Now, very important tenet of all this, as I was sort of sparring with Kirsten Baszler, superintendent of public instruction yesterday, the golden rule is all you need to teach. Diversity, equity, Kevy has two daddies. Just treat other people like you'd like to be treated. You don't need to normalize every behavior, every lifestyle that comes down the pike. How one approaches that is going to be in their heart. It's going to be guided by their faith. So we got here, folks, by allowing education to become indoctrination. And I believe all of that was by design. That goes back to what we played earlier this week, guys, If I Were the Devil, Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
1965, yeah. Talking about the path that they would do this with. And it isn't necessarily they and a bunch of people in a smoke-filled room. It is just a group of people, a way of thinking. China would be an example. You think China wants the United States of America to be this shining beacon on the hill? Of course not. Of course not. And they've had a 100-year strategy. We'll add in then, you know, a modern-day example of a very different way of thinking would be the community organizer model.
Yeah,
where we get to this diversity and equity and critical race theory and you got to be less white. You put those two together, you add it to a liberal way of thinking, largely housed in the Democratic Party, is the more we get in our camp relying on us, extended unemployment benefits, more welfare, if it feels good, do it. Abortion, you know, hey, that's your right to choose. Oh, never mind, follow the science on COVID and masks, and we're not following the science. Science is what we believe it is. Science is, you can mold it and shape it, and it can be everything you want it to be, crowd. And you've got a perfect storm. What's happening at the border right now? That's one thing and one thing only. Forced assimilation? And build the voter rolls. So all that is. They can't count on China to steal every election, folks. They need to build their numbers.
Listener called in and said, you know what, we could stop this border siege right now. And that would be to get about 500,000 Trump shirts and hats and drop them all over Central America. Say, must wear to get in. You see the caravan's coming with Trump shirts on. Biden will build that wall in a second. Great call, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. You like the plan? Let's get a plane.
It is bizarre world. None of this is happening by accident, is my point. None of this is happening by accident. So it is incumbent on all of us to engage, to get involved. And I think that starts at the local level. And I don't think we wait for Donald Trump to come back to do that. I think then we're on the Donald Trump team rather than on the freedom and liberty train. I'm on the freedom and liberty train. That's what I'm on. And whoever decides they could best serve us and defend that, I'm with them. What do you think? We'll talk critical race theory and more on this coming up through the show.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision News anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the Group of Seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
That's going to make one listener happy anyway. So, have a little ZZ Top for bumper music on a Friday. Way to go, Kev. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the drummer's ZZ Top's drummer Frank Beard's birthday today.
There you go. Tell us what you want for bumper music today. Kevin Todd, they have a playlist like you can't believe. It's it makes Spotify look small. You know what I'm saying? So, just text me, 701-367-2054. My friend Vince Webker and the team from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables Tour at Ribfest. Ribfest going on up at the Fargo Dome parking lot, which is an epic event every year. Why is it with Ribfest you always get like 90 degrees and ridiculous humidity or a rainout? Like there's no happy medium there.
Oh, there has been a few years. Depends on the year, but you're right. It seems like
it's
either you're either cooking or you're under the tent.
Anyway, they've got hot tubs on display out there. They're empty, but you can see that. I've suggested yesterday they put some get some fire hoses out there, fill them with cold water, and charge to get in them. It was so dang hot out there. Yeah, but if you want to have that cool in your backyard. They're in the middle right now of installing 11 splash pools. One went to Jay Thomas's backyard, but after Jay, there were 11 other customers that said, pick me, I need a pool, I'm done. This heat says, time for a splash pool. And the beautiful thing is you call Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables to Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and say, all right, what's the sizes? What's the price? Boom, you got me, put it in. They're going to schedule it. They're going to install it now. You got it this summer. You're enjoying it. You want to build a deck around it. You want to have a whole little theme, put up your palm trees like our friend from Buxton did that called in a while ago. Whatever you want to do, you can build that out. Meanwhile, you're enjoying summer 2021. And get ready for wellness with the sauna and the hot tubs. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Great folks to deal with. Go see them at Ribfest today. And have yourself a little rib there and enjoy that, and you'll have a grand old time, okay? Hot spring spas, pool tables too. 13th Avenue South, just into West Fargo, in the Fargo-West Fargo border there. In Fargo, great showroom. Rib Fest today. Also in Bismarck on the expressway in front of Walmart and in front of the Grand Cities Mall, Grand Forks. John Hinderacher is here. John is the top man, president, CEO, the center of the American experiment. We also like to call him a road warrior. Because in addition to coming July 14th to participate in an exciting announcement about expanding the Center of the American Experiment and their good work to North and South Dakota, and being part of a wonderful Freedom Matters USA grassroots launch that I've been talking about a little bit this morning, we'll be talking about all the good things they're doing at the Center of the American Experiment. And the Road Warrior is an understatement, looking at your schedule for the last couple of weeks here and what you have planned next week in Thief River Falls, in Moorhead, in East Grand Forks, in Bemidji, St. Cloud. My goodness. Tell us a little bit about the effort to raise our standards, John.
Scott, this is really an unbelievable effort my staff is putting on. It is a 17-stop tour across the state of Minnesota to help and educate and mobilize parents and others to fight back against critical race theory, which is infecting public schools all across the state. So this week we did 6 stops in southern Minnesota. Next week we're doing 7 stops in northern Minnesota. So we're going to be in, on the 15th, we're going to be in St. Cloud, Alexandria, and Moorhead. That's breakfast, lunch, and a 4:30 p.m. End of the afternoon event. And then on the 16th, we'll be in Thief River Falls at lunchtime and Bemidji at 5 p.m. And then on the 17th, we'll be in Hibbing for breakfast and then Duluth for lunch. And then we come back to the Twin Cities, and we'll have 4 mega events scattered around the metropolitan area and the Twin Cities. And the response has just been overwhelming, Scott. I mean, people are thronging to these events, a tremendous turnout, and there's a huge level of concern, as there should be, about the liberals, the leftists, sneaking critical race theory into the public schools.
What kind of reaction have you had from the awareness you're providing, the information you're providing to people? I understand, believe it or not, there's opposition to your efforts to raise our standards. I don't know how anybody could oppose raising our standards, being cautious about what is taught to our kids, removing indoctrination, but you've even had a little bit of that. Just explain the range of feedback you've gotten at these events.
Yeah. So the Raise Our Standards tour really refers to one aspect of this CRT issue, and that is the fact that the Walz Department of Education is in the midst of revising the social studies standards and benchmarks for public education throughout Minnesota. So this is not just an urban problem. You know, these standards are going to apply wherever you live in the state of Minnesota. And so that's really the genesis of it, is our effort to fight back against these standards, which when you read the first draft, you can hardly believe what's in there and what's not in there. You know, they leave out most of what you and I would consider to be history, and they replace it with left-wing indoctrination, anti-American indoctrination, basically. So what we found is that the crowds are overwhelmingly interested, concerned, and tuned into the issue. People understand what a serious issue this is. Now, Education Minnesota, of course, the far-left teachers union here in Minnesota, sent some people to some of our events to try to disrupt them and so on, but they got nowhere. I mean, they were just overwhelmed by the numbers of concerned citizens.
And why should people be concerned? Now, you have events next week where we're talking more about this when you head up to western Minnesota. I mean, we got listeners in North Dakota and South Dakota, and I spoke with our superintendent of public instruction, Kirsten Baser, this week. She said, I want to make it very clear, critical race theory is not being taught anywhere in North Dakota schools, period. And I said, well, great, but you got a Fargo school board member who is supports tenets of it. And made some crazy kind of comment like, I don't believe in critical race theory, but I support the tenets behind it. Well, hello, right? And then you have, believe it or not, people like Isaiah McGee, who has been hired by the Bismarck School District, to come in and say, you need to make sure your white kids know they need to be less white. I mean, and this was middle school in-service teaching, so... Yeah. No, I call it critical race theory, it's here.
A lot of these people are not waiting for some kind of declaration from on high that it's time to teach CRT. So, for example, one of the things we talk about is the sixth grade music class, where the teacher divided the sixth graders into 2 categories, the oppressors and the oppressed, based on skin color, and taught them, you know, you kids here, you're the oppressors, and you kids over there, you're the victims. A professor at Mankato State stood up at our event in Mankato a couple of days ago, and he said, look, every teacher, every history teacher who knows what he's doing is already teaching critical race theory, right? So, you know, this ideology is sneaking into our schools. And sometimes it's coming in the front door, trying to, like with the revision to the social studies standards here in Minnesota. But just because you're in a more conservative state like North Dakota or South Dakota, you cannot assume that this is not creeping into your local school district. And by the way, Scott, we've already gotten outreach from people in Wisconsin asking, can we take our tour to Wisconsin and alert the parents there to this issue, and we have every intention of coming to North Dakota and likely South Dakota and holding meetings of this sort as well.
So exactly right. This is something that's not ending now. And I was talking earlier that, you know, none of this is happening by accident. This kind of stuff. I mean, Paul Harvey warned us in the '60s about the plan to take God out of schools and teach things to be, you know, if it feels good, do it. You know, Kevy has three moms, so, you know, Paulie has four dads, whatever. I mean, it's just drip, 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 drip. This hasn't happened overnight, but this is not going anywhere, and we need to take our schools back. And look, as I said earlier, we're all on the Freedom and Liberty team, right? And I think we've said, Donald Trump, go break some china. Go fix this mess, drain this swamp, and it's easy for us to just cheer that on and say, go, go, go. Donald Trump's not president. Rush Limbaugh is not on our radios. It's up to us, John. It's up to us, and obviously the Center of the American Experiment does a great job of just giving us the tools, informing us, and that's what I love about these events in Western Minnesota, as you say, coming soon to North and South Dakota, because this isn't going anywhere. And if we're going to fix this mess, it has to start in the schools, doesn't it?
One of the things that we say over and over again, Scott, is this is a war that needs to be fought school district by school district. It's not enough to just think that, oh, well, the Secretary of Education is on our side, so everything is okay. That's not how it works. It's got to be school district by school district, school board by school board. And one of the things that we do at these meetings, we've got a set of tools that we're coming out with to help parents, to equip parents. We've got an app. We've got a program called Illuminad. So that parents on a district by district basis can connect with each other and organize and start to put pressure on the local school board and maybe put up candidates for the local school board. So this is a totally grassroots effort, and in my opinion, that's the only way that this battle ultimately can be won.
Oh my gosh, it is just so for me, it's low-hanging fruit for us to get involved and really stop something. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't. On the other hand, it's daunting to know what we're up against here. And this is really an outcrop of the Black Lives Matter movement, the whole equity, diversity. This is, you know, and I happen to believe critical race theory is a religion, John. I mean, it is racist, inherently racist. It is saying, hey, America started in 1619. Not in 1776. It is bad. It is bad. It is bad. And they crop it in things that you'd say, oh, that's just the golden rule. We're just treating people like we'd like to be treated. It's not. So this is serious stuff.
It really is. You're absolutely right, Scott. CRT is simply old-fashioned racism. It teaches that the most important thing about any person is the color of his skin. This is John C. Calhoun from 1840, basically. But one of the examples I like to use, Scott, from the first draft of the proposed social studies standards in Minnesota, they've got a standard that says that all the public schools are supposed to teach children that the westward expansion of the United States, which, of course, is why we're all here, right, Scott? I mean, we are the westward expansion of the United States, was oppressive, and that the oppressive elements that drove that expansion were whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism. So these people are explicitly undertaking to teach our children that whiteness and Christianity and the free enterprise system are oppressive, and they'll do it if we don't stop them.
How do folks find out where to be next week?
Go to raiseourstandardsmn.com/tour. raiseourstandardsmn.com/tour, and you can get all the information there.
And we'll be telling you about that next week as well. These are Tuesday, Wednesday in Western Minnesota and continue throughout the week, as John said. Find out more about the Center of the American Experiment, a worthy organization for, you know, to channel your frustration. Support these folks so they can do this. AmericanExperiment.org. John Hinderacher, thank you, sir. More coming up in your calls next.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 MP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may just be the worst cover-up ever. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and John Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already America's fourth largest cable news channel. I watch it all the time. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. So all major cable systems like Dish, DirecTV, but not Medco. They carry 11 liberal news channels, news information channels, 11. Liberal bent, but not Newsmax. President Trump has been on Newsmax. Kevin Cramer's on yesterday. See him on Spicer and Company. Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, But if you're a Midco customer, you weren't allowed to see it. So call Midco and say, I don't want this anymore. Switch to another service is what I'm going to have to do if you don't put Newsmax on. Midco says it's in negotiations with Newsmax. Newsmax says that's not true. Midco claims Newsmax is exclusive to other cable services or Dish TV. That's also not true. Here's the fact. Every major cable system, everyone carries Newsmax. And for years, Midco refuses to have them on, but keeps all the anti-Trump channels. So join with me and millions of Americans. Turn you to Newsmax for real news we can trust. Steve Cortez, Jen Pellegrino. Cortez and Pellegrino tonight. Check out that coronavirus lab cover-up. To the phones we go at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind Today. Lots of open phone time and an open talk radio town hall next hour. Senator Kramer off today, so we got lots of time to find out what's on your mind. Let's go to caller one. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Is that me?
It is. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm a 75-year-old white male, and in 1960, before 1961, I was in the seventh grade in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we had indoctrination there. It's the first time I ever encountered it, but the left has taken over education. I've said, and I believe it with all my heart, the biggest impediment to education in the United States is the NEA. And here's what happened to me in the seventh grade in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We took a test one day where we filled in little circles and stuff, whether we agreed or disagreed the statement. And it had questions like this one. And I don't know that this was exactly one of the questions, because that's been 60 some years ago. But the question was, would you rather call your mother a dirty name or spit on the American flag? Well, I hadn't ever thought of either one of those things. I would never do that to my mother. I would never do that to my flag.
How old were you at the time? How old were you when that question was posed?
I was 10 or 11 years old.
That is a sick, sick thing to put in front of a 10-year-old.
I was in the seventh grade at Edison Junior High in Sioux Falls. And I remember having the teacher come over and saying, I don't want to do either one of these things. I can't fill in either one of these. Well, you know, just make a choice. And what that was called was values clarification. Values clarification. They're going to sort out where your values are. Is it more in your home or your nation or where is it? And so they're, and actually what they're doing is they're breaking down one of those, trying to break down one of those values clarification. Well, for me, my values were clarified before I ever got to the seventh grade. My values were clarified in our home for years before that without anybody ever talking about values clarification. But so that's been around for a long time. And NEA supports that kind of thing. And think of that. Think of that. A little seventh grader sitting in a class and having to answer one of those questions like that.
And that school is where again? Did you say Sioux Falls?
That was Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, and I grew up, my elementary years were in Montevideo, Minnesota, in the first part of my middle school years. I don't remember anything like that. I wasn't the best student, so I don't know that I'd retain it. But a question like that would have, I think, caused me to walk out, right? To say, this is, hello. I mean, this is just ridiculous, but I think you're right. I mean, this is not something new. This is an agenda, and regardless of where the agenda is coming from and how it's being rolled out, it is designed to transform this country. In my mind, it is why we can point to Gen Z, teens to the early 20s, 49% of which say they prefer socialism. How else do we get to that? Parents aren't doing that.
Baffling.
Parents aren't saying, I mean, I don't think that comes from parents. I think that comes from a very, very dangerous education agenda. And you pointed out very well, it didn't start yesterday. It didn't start under Obama or Clinton or any of the other boogeymans that have been out there that have, you know, brought us plenty of bad.
Yeah.
Great call. I appreciate you sharing that story. Hang on a second. Sounds like you have more to tell us, and we're up against the break. So we'll continue. We've got a lot of open phone time in the next hour. Paul and Moorhead right behind him. All coming up on What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.